This is SB Nation Radio. Here's Joe Spano.
Well, are the Astros in on Justin Verlander? Here's Ryan Dunsmore with the answers. Ryan, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
I guess the place we'll start is just where I mentioned. Justin Verlander. The Astros were quiet at the trade deadline, bringing in Liriano, which is, well, nowhere near enough to help a bullpen that's had a 5-plus ERA over the last couple of months. They've been decimated by injuries to the starting rotation. So in light of that, Justin Verlander clears waivers because he's not the same pitcher as he was, making a lot of money. But the Astros need to do something. Are they in on Justin Verlander, and is Justin Verlander going to end up being a Houston Astro?
I'm going to be honest, I don't think so. Not because they don't need to make a move, but really what they have to do is get healthy. In a perfect world, the five stars they want to have on the, if given even the option, Justin Verlander, not thinking about the cost or the prospect cost, but they'd probably still roll with the four guys they want here, with Keuchel, McCullers, McHugh, and any pick any one of the five other guys that they have that can roll out at the end of the rotation there. But Justin Verlander would probably be the option if you want to say, hey, we didn't really expect our ace to come out and say he was disappointed with our plan at the trade deadline here, and saying we need to make sure that if this team is really not really feeling that impact of not having that objection of a new player or saying we're going for it, that they go after someone like Justin Verlander. He would be a solid starter, not necessarily, like you said already, a guy that's going to push him over the top, but a guy that's a veteran for the playoffs. He's really going to would be just a good, solid addition for this team.
Now, I understand a lot of what you said. You said, because basically what you're trying to say to me here is, Joe, look at their lead over everybody in the AL West. Any trade they make is not about August. It's not about September. It's all about October, and that's really what I'm alluding to here. The Astros don't have to worry about winning games now. They're making the playoffs. They're probably going to have the American League's best record. But the problem is, if everybody doesn't get healthy and this bullpen doesn't come around, you know, they're not going to be well positioned to make a deep run through the playoffs. And when you look at the talent they have up and down that lineup, and when you look at the talent they would have in that rotation and in that bullpen if everybody were healthy, the window of opportunity is there this year for them in the American League. And by not making moves, I think they've squandered this opportunity.
You're absolutely right. I think that adding someone like Verlander, who hasn't had a track record of getting injured, would be really helpful for a rotation and a bullpen for the Astros. It really has a lot of guys that have been very versatile and really overtaxed this, especially in the bullpen. Sliding a guy like Brad Peacock back to the bullpen will really help make the numbers look a lot better for that bullpen. But right now, he's been one of their best starting pitchers because he's had to be pushed into that role. So, yeah, Verlander would really help just kind of even everything out. It's going to cost a lot one way or the other. Either you figure out a way to reduce the cost and you have to get a lot of prospects for him, or you keep and pay everything, but then you have to pay down the road when you have to figure out, hey, I need to pay for Springer, or I need to pay for Correa or Altuve down the road here, and you've got an albatross of a contract sitting on the Astros books.
Well, riddle me this, and I understand the huge lead, but again, you know, you look at this Astros team, and it's about October. They've made the playoffs before, and they haven't made those deep runs. Why was Jeff Luhnow so quiet at the deadline, and what made him think bringing in Francisco Liriano was going to be enough when you look at what the Yankees did in the American League, when you look at some of the things the Red Sox did, when you look at what the Dodgers did out in the NL West? You know, what made them think sitting tight was going to be enough?
I don't think they do think staying tight is enough here. It's what really I think Luhnow is leaning on is the fact that he's built one of the best offenses in all of baseball, and that just having a high floor rotation would be enough here to make a difference here. Will that be the case? I don't know. I think right now you can easily say the Astros will be in the hunt for the AL crown, but with the moves, like you said here, it looks like that automatic slam dunk that they're going to make the World Series or even have to be in contention for that World Series is really kind of the picture's really muddied out of after the trade deadline, especially with what the Dodgers have done. I think the Astros got hurt by the fact that the Rangers are in the same division, or they probably would have been the top team going after Darvish, but I don't think the Rangers are willing to trade inside the division.
Well, and we're joined by Ryan Dunsmore from SB Nation, and we're talking Houston Astros and what they can do to help themselves post the, you know, in the post waiver wire portion of the trade deadline here. Now, you know, if they're not going Justin Verlander, what can they do to help themselves this month as far as players that cleared waivers? What are some other targets that they may look at as players that cleared waivers that may be able to help them come October that they may look at? Where do you see them going?
I think, you know what, it may be too early to say this, but they may. Liriano hasn't looked very good in the first few outings he's had out of the bullpen. He hadn't been in reliever for, I believe, almost 3 years since he joined the Astros here. He may not be the answer the Astros want at left hand. For left-hander out of the bullpen. For the 2015 run, the Astros added Oliver Perez, ended up being a really solid addition for left-hander. That may be another position they're trying to go after because there's not many holes on this roster right now. If you're going to say, okay, if you go after Justin Verlander, that's maybe the top guy right now. There hasn't been necessarily a starting pitcher. The team could kind of be option B there. So maybe you're still looking at that left-hander reliever. That's really kind of the biggest problem this whole entire season for the Astros.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the health of this franchise. You know, we've talked about Dallas Keuchel, Colin McHugh. You know, take us through the latest on their health issues and, you know, where it looks like they'll be come October. You know, looking ahead, come October, are they going to be players that have been, you know, pitchers that have been adequately stretched out with 3 or 4 weeks of work and a handful of starts so that they're back in mid-season form? Or is it going to be a scramble for them to get some of these frontline starters ready for October?
I think what the Astros have done a lot here is really kind of not necessarily abused, but it probably sounds like the wrong word here, but really kind of taken advantage of that 10-day DL in here. Anytime anyone has a little tweak, it seems like the Astros are going on with anything like, oh, there's a mild back sprain or a little pinched nerve there here. So the team has really been kind of safe with everybody here. I think the main guy you're talking about there, who they've been kind of working slowly along here, guy in Colin McHugh that was been one of the underlying best pitchers in the American League last few seasons here, at least when it came to some of the advanced numbers there. He started the season with a dead arm, and you're absolutely right. He's been slowly worked back, and it's really going to be important to find out if he has those kind of innings in him for the playoffs here. I think it's going to be close, but he has been sharp early in his outings here. The guy I'm most worried about here, because you've got Charlie Morton's back in the form, Dallas Keuchel's back in the form, McHugh's shown some early success, it's Lance McCullers. It's the guy that's really different on this rotation right now, a guy that has electric stuff, has that electric fastball. Can he be healthy in time? Because right now he's looked god-awful his last few outings. And that's starting to worry people because he's had a lot of back issues this year. It's the second year in a row he's had a lot of back issues. He started the season here changing some of his delivery mechanics to try to improve that, and it hasn't. So that's really going to be the one that scares the most. That scares me the most.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and obviously a lot of people listen to the program know, and we've talked a lot about the Astros, that farm system is still stocked. It's a stocked roster on the major league level when everybody's healthy. There's a lot of youth. There's some veteran players sprinkled in. Take us through the next few years of the Houston Astros and give us some insight into how bright the future is. Because we know that the Yankees' future is bright with their youth movement. The White Sox have a youth movement that's starting. Over in the National Leagues, the Cubs are young and they're talented. The Dodgers are loaded. Take us through in about 2 minutes the Astros. You know, where are they and what's the future look like long and short term?
That's where the main thing of for all the shortcomings Jeff Luna has had the trade deadline, that's where he shines the most, is building this, building what I call the winning window here for the Astros here. The Astros have options for every position they need for the near future, far future. It's all about extending that window as much as possible. Right now you're seeing a guy like Derek Fisher just got the call up. He's going to be the answer for the Astros in left field for years to come here. You've already got the key pieces for this franchise that you kept inexpensive for right now for a few years with Altuve, Correa, Springer, and then you've got future down the road here for catchers. You got Garrett Stubbs, who's been lighting up the Astros system here, just got called up to AAA. You got Francis Martes, who's a top 100 prospect here, top 50 prospect here. Forrest Whitley's right down the way, and they just had it. You just added the 2017 class. It has a ton of college prospects here, which are going to be your window from 2 years from now here. There's right now the Astros in the major league side of things are all but set in your starting lineup here. Just trying to find some starting pitching here. Maybe I'm projecting here, but I don't think Dallas Keuchel gets re-signed by the Astros here. One, he gets hits the market here. I think that's what this is all happening and why they haven't been making these moves is they're trying to hold on to all their prospects with these starting pitchers here because they know they're going to have to use them. Maybe that's projected.
Ryan, you said it all. You said it well. Future looks bright for the Astros. If everything goes right health-wise, they got a real chance here in 2017 to make a deep postseason run. We'll be watching, and we'll do it again soon, my friend. Thank you so much for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye now. Ryan Dunsmore, SB Nation. We go right out to the guest line next. We bring in Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to talk the Hall of Fame weekend in pro football and NFL training camp. So keep it where it is.